This is The Edge Radio Show, bringing together the world's biggest DJs and producers.
Definition of house music? It's the most danceable music. Danceable music.
Hi, this is Crydeck. You're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hey, this is Tom Starr, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Lauren Pure, and you are listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Lost Frequencies, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Deadmau5, and you're listening to The Edge.
Hi, this is Martin Knight, and you're listening to The Edge.
Hi, this is Joe Stone, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Richard Gray, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is EDX, and you're listening to The Edge.
This is The Edge Radio Show with Antonio Giacca.
Hey, hi guys, welcome to the Edge Radio Show. This is Antonio Giacca. For the full track list and to download the show and some of the tracks I play for free, go to soundcloud.com/The Edge Radio Show. Enjoy the show. Ciao.
Antonio's pick of the week. updates on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Edge Radio Show. Radio show with Antonio Giacca.
Step off the train. Walking down your street again, past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. Now you've disappeared somewhere, like outer space. You found some better place, and then it's you.
time, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session right here on the scene. Putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the jazz messengers.
Shows on iTunes, TheEdge.fm.
Yeah.
Twitter, twitter.com/TheEdgeFM.
facebook.com/AntonioGiacca or on Twitter at twitter.com/AntonioGiacca to give me some love and feedback, or follow me on Instagram at AntonioGiacca to see what's going on in Giaccaland. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you all guys next week. Ciao.
This week's
deep.
The Edge Radio Show, bringing together the world's biggest DJs and producers.
Definition of house music? It's the most danceable music. Danceable music.
We got to go.
Hi, this is Chris Lake, and you are listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hello, I'm Tiesto, and you're listening to The Edge.
This is Andy Sherman from Shermanology, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Paul Oakenfold, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Stanislav Zaitsev from Swanky Tunes, and you're listening to The Edge.
Hi guys, this is Bob Sinclair, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Hi, this is Ferry Corsten, and you're listening to The Edge.
Hi, this is Steven from Milk and Sugar, and you're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
This is The Edge Radio Show with Clint Maximus.
Thank you so much for tuning in as always. Antonio Jecker will be back as of next week. Time for my set now. This week, having a little chat with Funkerman, checking out that brand new single called You Got Me Weak. We'll find out what he's up to by the end of this session. Let's go straight into my first track this week. Here's Jonas Blue featuring Dakota with Fast Car, and it's Daddy's Groove on the remix. This is Clint Maximus. You're listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Download the latest shows on iTunes. TheEdge.fm.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. You've been on my mind, you've been on my mind. I need you.
Music this week. There's Scott Forshaw and also Greg Stainer with Someone Like You. That's the one playing in the background. Before that one, you had a very cool Ben Dux remix of Broken Flowers. Next up, here's Swanky Tunes and Austin featuring C. Todd Nielsen with At the End of the Night. And it's Mart V. Emerson on the remix. It's this week's Must Have Tune.
This week's Must Have Tune.
We'll be right back.
follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/TheEdgeFM.
Welcome back to the Edge Radio Show. It's time for this week's guest DJ producer, and we love him. He's such a good friend of ours. It's Funkerman. Dude, how you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Everything's going really well. Tell me about your day. What kind of things have you been up to today?
I've been trying to protect myself from the rain. We're in Holland, so it's pretty much the same as in the UK. Rain all day. But actually went to the barber this morning to get myself a new haircut.
Nice.
And after that, it was a whole day of studio. So I did pretty much what I love doing, except from the barber. I always hate going there.
Sounding good, man. So I'll tell you what, let's get into a couple of questions really quickly then. So tell me about 2015. I mean, we're on a brand new year now. So how was last year for you?
Actually, last year was my setting up 2016 year.
Yeah.
Because beginning of 2015 for me was a new era. I felt really comfortable again with what was happening in the music scene.
Yeah.
It felt really like closer to what I like personally, more housey, more organic, and we had a rush of EDM, of course, in the last couple of years. I don't mind. I'm not a hater, you know. I'm like, hey, things should go, new things should come, and I like everybody should have their opinion. But it was not my personal flavor, and I stuck to being more a housey, funky character.
Yeah.
And beginning of last year, I decided to start releasing new stuff again, and felt comfortable. And we're building to an album, so we released a few singles, a few more underground things. And meanwhile, I was finishing up the album, which is going to be released in this year.
Cool.
So that was 2015 in a nutshell.
Nice. Now let's talk about your radio show. Is that pronounced CYFI or Sci-Fi?
I always say Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi. All right, fair enough.
But it's short for Can You Feel It?
So how's everything going with the show then?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I actually the last few episodes were without comments. I'm dropping out, and as you can hear, my English is not that fluent. So in the beginning, everybody advised me, yeah, we need comment, and it's better to introduce all the tracks. But last few shows, I stopped doing it because actually, when I listen back to show, I always get a little bit, upset with my own accent.
I think you sound good, man.
I'm more of a mixing DJ, the stop talking, and more like the old school guy. But, it's a good thing. A radio show gives you the opportunity to play tracks that might not always fit on the dance floor, but you really like it, and you want to share it with these people. And then you can do it in a radio show better than on the dance floor.
Well, let's talk about a couple of your releases. First of all, I really want to talk about the track you did with Marco Lees, which was The Inside. Such a killer track. So how was working with Marco and getting that track together?
Working with Marco is always a pleasure. We met like a few years ago. We did a track together, I think 2 or 3 years ago already.
Yeah.
So it was not new. But he was in Holland for a few days. I believe he had a press thing with pictures and that kind of stuff. And we decided like one day that you're going to be in Holland. Let's sit in the studio and try to tie this down. And it worked out. And we had a day of fun. And we both produce with Cubase. So we're kind of like strange guys. There's a few guys working with Cubase that I know. And it's always nice to exchange tricks and things, you know. Most dance producers work with Logic still. It's going to change in a few years. But so that's nice. And we were really happy with the track. And it was a nice collab and a nice mixture of both of our styles.
Well, let's also talk about your brand new single. This one's out. It just came out now, actually, which is You Got Me Weak. So how was getting that track together?
Completely different track. It's the first single from the album, and that's also why it's only being released so far on Spotify.
Right.
Because it's only the radio version, and later on, I believe in 2 weeks there will be an extended, and I believe in 4 weeks there will be a remix package.
Yeah.
Because obviously the version you heard now is really it's 2:40. It's really radio. It's really compact. Yeah. I'm really proud of it, and it also is in the vintage kind of flow that I was in last year, and I was setting this up, and happy that a friend of mine always says, if you can eat steak every day, on day 7 you want a hamburger. And it's a little bit the same how I think about music. I cannot produce the same track every day. I need like the diversity in it.
And future plans, what's happening with you over the next few months? Maybe tours, EPs, remixes, what's going on?
I already did a few remixes, but there's still a few in the pipeline. Yeah, obviously we are releasing the first single now, and planning the second single. Yeah, we haven't decided if the album is going to be before or after the second single.
Yeah.
But it's all gonna happen in the coming few months. And it's all ready, it's all done, and they all have all the masters, so no stress for me.
Yeah.
And actually, in about a week, I'm going on a holiday, and after that, it's going to be a touring schedule again. And I'm really in the mood for that as well. I've been working a lot on edits and a lot of stuff that I can drop on the dance floor. So looking forward to the summer season.
Thank you so much to Funky Man for coming on the show. Want to find out more details about him? Just go to facebook.com/Funky Man. As always, want to find out more details about me and Antonio? Just go to theedge.fm. All the links are there for SoundCloud, for Twitter, for Facebook, everything. Take care. Have yourself a great day. And next week, we're sitting down with Yotto. Very cool. See you later. Bye-bye.
This week's international guest artist.
Hi, this is Funkerman, and you are listening to The Edge Radio Show.
Download the latest shows on iTunes, theedge.fm.